questions, it's okay.
All right, I'll put it on. Let's start it. Where is it?
It's on? Yeah.
Oh, it's on? Okay. All right. What is the 3 weeks? We have 3 weeks here to bring us to recognition of what we're lacking. With me? What is the avoda? Okay, so we don't take showers, or we take showers in, you know, in poshrim, in water that's warm. We don't, no jacuzzis, right, during the 3 weeks, right? Where there's certain minhagim, no cutting hair. There's certain minhagim we do. So we all do these minhagim, minhagim avedus. But it's very interesting, the minhagim avedus of 3 weeks and avedus. What's, by avedus, and see this comparison. By avedus, right, you guys know, by avedus, we have a week of Shiva. Mm-hmm. Of course, the day that we bury the dead, Yon Onan, right? Meta Mutalafanav is the dead person's in front of him. Then you have the 7 days. Well, that's a tokif of the Avedus. Then you have the 30 days. Then you have the year. But as after the year, Nishkach HaMeis Min Alev, says the Ramban, the Tev of a person, Nishkach Min Alev, is a special thing. We forget. We carry on with our lives. Life has to go on. A person shouldn't hold the person who's nifta in their hearts. That's not proper. They've gone to a better place. We did our avedus. Now it's time to move on. So the purpose of the avedus is we go from the tokif of avedus to the strength of avedus, and the avedus weakens down. The Churban HaBayis, which is also avedus, a base of 2,000 years, doesn't work like that. We have the yearly Avelis, you have the Amal Amma, you have the Ateret Chatanim, right? When you got married, remember you didn't wear this crown on your head, right? And your kala, right? Yeah, I remember that. But you didn't wear one, so it's okay. Music, Minhagim, you don't have music, only one Keli. There's different Minhagim of the whole year round that we don't have for the whole year. That's the level of avedus we have for the year, like in an Avo. Then we have, like, for the month of avedus, we have the 3 weeks, not the cutting of the hair, not the listening to the music. Then we have the 9 days, yeah? 9 days, which is also a tokif of avedus, like the Shiva. Then we have Shavuot Shechalbo, which is also a form of Shiva, but a closer Shiva. And by Avedus, you also have the first 3 days, the only Krovim come and stuff like that. And then you have Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av says, Kameta Mutal Lefanav. It's like the death is in front of you. You're an Onan. On Tisha B'Av, you're an Onan. It's a tokif of Avedus on Tisha B'Av. And then after Tisha B'Av, what happens? Boom! We're out of our Avedus. It's complete opposite. One is we go from the tokif of avelus to the avelus gets less ad shenishkach min alev, until we forget. Here we go from the whole year to the intensity of avelus. We get to the most intense part of avelus. Mincha already. We're getting up from avelus. We can sit on chairs. We say nachem. And by the end of Tisha B'Av, maybe a little bit, few minhagim till Chatzot, or till the end of Asar Ba'av, right? It's only minhagim. Din in the Gemara finishes with Tisha B'Av. End of the Avelis. Why is that? It's completely opposite. And also, it doesn't make sense, Lachara. Because you're going for intensity and then nothing. Here, we're going from intensity and we're tapering down, we're going lower, and then it's ended. Nishkach min alev. Because it's a very, very different avoda. The avoda of Beis HaMikdash is an avoda we don't want to be forgotten. We don't want nishkach min alev. We want to bring that to our lev. Imishkach yimini. If I forget Yerushalayim, mishkach mi yimini. Anyone who's not mitabel on Yerushalayim won't be zoche. Isn't mourn on Yerushalayim won't be zoche to see its simcha. So this avoda is avoda of remembrance, an avoda of coming to understand what we're lacking. That's what this avoda is. It's a different avoda. So this process must be a process. It brings us to an understanding. It must bring us to a concept of what we're lacking. So we have to understand. It's not just we don't shower. It's not just we don't eat meat. It's not just we don't eat wine. It's not just we have suda mafseka, that we just have a piece of bread and eifa, and then we have a ta'anis. No. Those things are supposed to bring us to a place. Where they're supposed to bring us, how they're supposed to bring us. They bring us to the place by being ma'orer us that we're lacking. And the awakening of that we're lacking something, that we are in galus. This isn't the tzura that we're supposed to be, that we're supposed to question, what are we making? What's lacking in us? What is this? What is the avelis we're having? And then we have to come to an understanding of what we're lacking. And the purpose of Tisha B'Av itself and the keynote and all these things are to ma'orer us, to awaken us to what we're lacking, so that we'll recognize that we're missing ruchnius, and the specific ruchnius we're missing, the ruchnius of the Beis HaMikdash, which we're going to talk about what it is, because we don't really know what we're lacking. And then the yearning of that lack is the nachama. Because when we yearn for something, we're going to get it. When we desire something, we're going to get it. Unlike in physicality, you know, if I was a rich man, right? Unlike physicality, that when a person, I want to be a rich guy. I want to be rich. You go to the bank and say, listen, lend me $1 million. I want to make a good investment. I want to be a rich guy. Hello, who are you? You know, like, why should we give you $1 million, right? You're not rich. You have to prove yourself, to work hard to get riches. It doesn't happen. Ruchnius is different. Ruchnius, not where a person is where he's holding. Ruchnius is where a person wants to go, where a person desires. If you want ruchnius, the yearning of ruchnius, it means that's where you're there. So the yearning of the Beis HaMikdash, the yearning of what we're lacking, that's already it's a nachama. That's already it's, we're already getting there. So the whole point of this period of time is to go to that intensity and then to yearn and to feel that lack and to desire that lack, and that itself is the nachama. And that's what Chazal means. If you're mit'abel on Yerushalayim, if you mourn on Yerushalayim, if you feel the lack, then you're going to be zochet b'simchata, because you're there ruchani. You're in that place ruchani. In ruchnius, the main thing of a person is what? Rotzen. If a person has a rotzen for something, he's there ruchani. That's why there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, talking about someone who's not a tzaddik, he goes and he says, Hariat mikudeshetli, amanat she'e tzaddik. Amanat, I'm going to be a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik, I'll be a tzaddik. Mikudeshet. Not suffik mikudeshet, mikudeshet vadai. Shema hirhe, not shema hirhe, tshuva, believer. The fact that he had a rotzen to be a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. Ruchnius is the rotzen, because if you, but a real rotzen, but yeah, I want to be a tzaddik, but it's hard for me getting up for shacharis. You know, like, get up for shacharis. You want to be a tzaddik, get up for shacharis. You have a rotzen, right? If it's $1 million in the morning, forget $1 million, $100 would be sufficient for most of us, right? Some of us, even $5, right? When you shiver, even $1 would go. Right? You get it for shacharis. There's a rotzen. If you have a rotzen, you do it. So the point of this period of time is to bring us to that rotzen. And it's not stam this period of time, Av comes before Elo. This is an awakening to before Elo. Elo's also awakening. It's a different awakening. This is the awakening of hello. Knock, knock. What are you here for? To make money, to have nice houses, to live the planet smoothie life, right? We all know Planet Smoothie, right? It's in the Penn Station, we got a picture. This is Planet Smoothie. Do we want to have Planet Smoothie life? Or is there more to life than Planet Smoothie? And we all know what Planet Smoothie means. To live the life that, you know, we have the nice house, we have the cool, you know, the next thing is going to be like you sit on your couch and you don't have to move because you have your iPad sitting there. And you know, you make a nice place for, you know, with your stomach goes out. It's perfect position for the iPad. You won't need one of these, you know, for, it fits perfectly there, right? Planet Smoothie. No, that's not what we're about. We have to awaken. This is not Planet Smoothie. We have to awaken to the toil of life, to the rotsen of something bigger, to live as a yid. What does it mean to live as a yid? To be the gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. That requires a lot of avoda. That's not a smoothie. That's being a Kiddush Hashem. Now let's talk. Where is the sugya of Chorban HaBayis? Where's that sugya?
Gittin.
Gittin. Where would you thought the sugya should be? What's Gittin? Gittin is your divorce. You divorce your wife. What's the Chorban HaBayis? If it's in Gittin, it means without the Beis HaMikdash, we're divorced. We don't have a wife. Klal Yisrael don't have a father. We have no Kesha. Did you know that? That's what the Gemara is saying. We have no Kesha? Of course we have a Kesha. What do you mean? Why? So why is it written in Gittin? If you'd ask me where to write it, I'd put it in Masechet Sota. We went astray a bit. Chet HaEgel, we know from Chazal. Where's the Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel. Chazal tell us. Rashi tell us. The Moshe Rabbeinu with Tochen, the Egel, and the Mashke. They gave it over to drink to Klal Yisrael, the offer of the Egel, as a Sota. Chet HaEgel was Sota. Chorban HaBayis is Gittin? That's very chomo. You're beget, that means you're not bekesha. That's what it's saying. That's what it really is. That's a very chomo statement. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's saying there. That's terrible. That means we don't have connection. Ah, we do have connection. Or we think we have connection. That means yachasit, the connection we have to what we actually have is called a get. That means we're not connecting. We're not connecting. So there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein l'Kodesh Baruch Hu b'olamo ela av ha'am shel halacha. Kodesh Baruch Hu has in his world four Ams of Halacha. That's the only place you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simple pshat is Torah. The only place you can see Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in Torah. In the Kesha you have in Torah. That's the only place.
It's a very difficult pshat. It doesn't say Torah, it's Halacha.
I know. So there's a Rashba. So the Rashba says that Halicha, the Lashon of Halicha, the Arba Amos of a Tzaddik, the domain of a tzaddik. But it's the simple pshat is, right? The Gemara brings there. Pashas, it's a Torah. And we know from the Ramban that the same Ha'ara on Har Sinai, the Torah on Har Sinai, that was the Torah that was brought in Hashrat HaShchina. So the Hashrat HaShchina represents the Torah. That means what we're lacking, we're not lacking a building. Some people think we're lacking a building. Not lacking a building. There's many buildings in the world. We're not lacking a building. We're lacking the Hashrat Shechina. We're lacking the Torah that represents the Hashrat Shechina. That means we're not connecting. That means we're disconnect from the Torah. That means our lives are not connecting to the Torah. Now that's very chomer. When our lives are not connecting to the Torah, the Gemara says, Nashim, who says women have Olam Haba? I can say that because... Who says women have Olam Haba? The Gemara says, how do you know? Where do women have Olam Haba? The guy says, you question the Gemara. I vet the Gemara. Gemara doesn't understand. Gemara asks, well, what, in order to get Olam Haba, you need Tal Torah. Where's the Tal Torah in order to get Olam Haba? That means, what's that Gemara? And the Gemara says, gives an answer. They bring their children to school, to Talmud Torah, and they wait for their husbands to come back from a late night shiur. But it's telling you, what is it telling you? Your whole kesher to ruchnius, which is your Olam Haba, is only if you have Torah. You can't get... That means the Gemara knew that women have mitzvahs. The Gemara knew they have mitzvahs. The Gemara knew they have... They learned their dinim. The Gemara didn't give that answer because they don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but they have a chiyuv to bring their children to be nitfal to Torah, to be tofel to Torah. That's their chiyuv. And that brings them Olam Haba. To be tofel to their husband's Torah, to the children's Torah. Now, let's try and understand something a bit better here. What are we missing? What? So we said, we're missing Torah, missing Beis HaMikdash, missing something Ruchani. What does that practically mean for us? How can we... So the rabbi says, I have to learn more with Chavrusa, I have to go and go to a shir, What does that practically mean for us? Where was the Ashrat Shechina before the Mishkan? Where was it?
Har Sinai.
Where was it? So he's saying the lave of a person. In Achanami, it's also afterwards. But where was it? Where was it? Chazal say.
In Ohalim of the August, he said.
Ba'ol Sarah. Ba'ol Rivka. Ba'ol Rachel. Ba'leah. It was Ba'ol the Imahot. It was in the houses. The Ner Shabbos is connected to the menorah. The Shtei Alechem. That's what you have. Sfarim have the minogah. It's minagari. You have 12 prusot. Or the way you cut it four times, three sudas. It's 12 according to the grow. It's the Lechem Apanim. The Shulchan is a mizbeach. Connected to the korbanos. The home. Was the tabernacle, was the shorish of the tabernacle. And then that little tabernacle when it was built was the home of the Jewish people, the home of the Ashrat Shechina, the Kesher. Where did the Kodesh Baruch Hu be megale to us Torah? Bein HaKruvim, in the tabernacle itself. You with me? Now that that was removed, what's removed? What does it mean, a Jewish home? What's a Jewish home? That you have challahs and Shabbos, you have kugel, you have a little gefilte fish with a carrot on the top.
A kippah,
whatever. You have a little chamin if you're Sephardi, challah if you're Ashkenazi, right? That's a Jewish home. That's what's making a Jewish home. We have it all. Now we can buy in packets. You don't have to make challahs. Challahs, what was the whole point of challah? Yeah. What was the whole point of challah? The whole point of the challah was that you take, right? You would take challah. So we buy in a packet, says the poskim. You're yotzi, you're the challah. If you buy a challah for Shabbos, that's a Jewish home. That's what we're building. What's a Jewish home?
Yerushalayim.
Of course, Yerushalayim. How do we build it? Huh?
Why?
So the Zohar says that one of the Tanaim used to get up for his wife says, here comes the Shekhinah. The wife represents the Shekhinah. The building of a Jewish home is what? Sarah Imenu, Ne Dolek, that's Hashrat Shekhinah. The Ne, we know from the Gemara, in Shabbos, the Ne represents Hashrat Shekhinah. Ne Maravi represents Hashrat Shekhinah of Israel. That's the Tafkid to the Isha, the Chala. Chalato Shel Olam, right? All the things that bring in Hashrat Shekhinah, because she brought Misa Olam, she has to be attacking what she did. But how? What's Bein HaKruvim? What's Bein HaKruvim, which is the Ikar Hashrat Shekhinah, that the wife, her tafkid, and her Olam Abba, is what? To be tofel to that. To the husband's Torah and the children's Torah. That's Hatfeus. That means this house has to be tofel to Matan Torah. So what's the tafkid of the husband? To bring home Torah. A Jewish home isn't the kugel. It isn't the gefilte fish. It isn't all these things. These are nice things. These are minhagim, chamin, all these minhagim. We have important minhagim, which elevate and which bring out the Jewish aspects, and they have deep reasons. But a Jewish home is the bringing of the Torah into the home. The more Torah, the more connection, the more chayim. That's the tafkid of the husband. And the wife is supposed to embrace that Torah, bring it out into the home, take it, encourage it, fortify it, give him the ability to go and learn, give him the ability to, okay, a lot of you here are Bachrim, so it's not relevant yet, but Bezal Hashem, soon you'll be married. Bezal Hashem. But that's a tafkid, that's a Jewish home. The Jewish home is litafel l'Torah, litafel l'Hashrat Shekhinah. That's why a woman's called, used to get up for the Shekhinah. Because she's the one that's mashkin. She's the one that makes it dwell. Just as a woman, she puts the furniture, she puts the drape, she puts the thing, she gives the color, she gives away the form of the house. So too, the lighting. There's no one living in the house. There's no one there. It's a dead house. But if there's people, if there's something happening, there's life in the house, there's Torah in the house. HaChochma Mechayet Baleh gives life to its owners. She's Mashkin, the Torah. She gives the Torah a dwelling place. She's permeates the Torah now. She brings the husband Torah out into the house. That's the Geula. Ah, we just said, we're in the matzav of a get. We're matzav of not connection. Because when there was Hashrat Shekhinah, that concept was throughout the world. That concept was permeated. When it was proper Hashrat Shekhinah, Bidman Shlomo, that concept permeated the whole world. It was Me'ir L'Kol HaOlam. Now, you go, you walk in Manhattan, Hashrat, Apple, Google, whatever, Macy's, Schmacy's, I don't know what there is, right? Whatever, Planet Smoothie, right? Whatever there is there. Hashrat Shekhinah, Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's that. Get, nothing. But the home remains for us. The home only remains for us if it's betoch arba amas shel halacha, or if the husband and the wife represent the tzaddik who represents the arba amas of halacha. That's what we're missing. We're missing the kesher to the Torah. We're missing the tefillos to the Torah. We're missing to dwell the Torah with us. With me? When we do that, we're bringing our Shat Shechina. We don't know how to do that. That's our problem. We don't know. When you don't know what to do, but you have a yearning to do, that's Bechi. The confusion and the strong rotzen to bring the Torah to our home, the desire to do that, but the Bechi, the confusion of how to do that, and we don't know how to do that, brings a yearning. That's what Tisha B'Av is for. Tisha B'Av is for that yearning, that we want that. We want that connection. You with me? That's the yearning of Tisha B'Av. And that's the Nechama. That's the Nechama.
So there is a very famous stira between two gemoras. Very famous gemora says that Bais Rishon was destroyed for the three big sins, and Bais Sheni was for sin as Hinnom. Second gemora, I think in Yuma, there is a gemora that says that because they didn't learn, it was destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
So the way normally we are taught is that the stira is resolved by, by saying that it's really this one and this one. In other words, if they would have been learning like normal human beings, then even with all of the virus intact, it still would not come as a destruction. There would still be a way out.
Yeah.
And we also thought that every generation in whose time the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt is higher than destroying it.
Yeah.
So what that means is that not only do we keep making the same mistakes and sin as Hinnom, but that also means that we are not learning right.
I'll explain. There's two, this period of time is called Bein HaMetzarim. It's two, between two points. Which are the two points? Yitzayim B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara tells us, Chamishah Dvarim Iru L'Avoteinu B'Yitzayim B'Tammuz, and five things happened to our forefathers in Tisha B'Av. What happened? What's the shorish of what happened when you Yitzayim B'Tammuz?
Egel HaZahav. Breaking the luchas.
Shiras HaLuchas. What's the shorish of what happened in Tisha B'Av?
Meraglim.
Okay. So, that's the shorish. All the other things that occur, that's a shir, but all the other things that occur are different levels of the same concept, i.e., different levels in which we lost that aspect. The five things which happened, basically it was wiped out. The five things happened in Tisha B'Av, basically that concept was wiped out. What happened in Yitzayim B'Tammuz? Shiras HaLuchos. What's Shiras HaLuchos? We lost Teres Moshe. We lost Luchos Rishonos. We're not B'Mamad HaSinai. Shavuos is not Shaych Eleinu. Not relevant to us. We lost it. Shivrei Luchos Munachos Ba'aron. We have a remez of Teres Moshe. We have a remez. Otiyot, this is the Arizal says, the Otiyot parachot ba'avir, they flew in the air and they dispersed amongst kol ulamat ha'olam. Says Ari, the tafkid of Godis is to bring all the Shivrei Luchos back. All of us are Shivrei Luchos. All those lost nitzotzot, all those lost sparks of Kedusha, to bring them back. That's what the Golus is about. The word Golus comes from where? Galui, to reveal. What are we revealing? According to the Arya, it makes sense. What are we revealing? What's the word Geula? The same word as Golus. Geula means to redeem. What's the word Geula? What are we redeeming? We're revealing without Galus and Gula the same. Without what? An Aleph. Galus, when it reveals the Aleph, brings us Gula. What's Galus supposed to redeem in us? To reveal in us Alufo Shel Olam Kodesh Baruch Hu. All those lost sparks when they come back to their shorish, they're revealing in them that which was lost in them. That alufo shel olam, the inner persona which is in them, that's the revelation of Goddess. And Goddess is not only the Goddess of Klal Yisrael. Goddess is an individual Goddess. We share the same Goddess of Klal Yisrael. We share that Goddess, the lost Aleph in us, our neshama, alufo shel olam, ma denafach midilei nafach. What he put in us is from him. Our neshama is chelek me'elokei mimal. It's part of Kadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol. It's also to say, but that's the emes. We're supposed to reveal in us our neshama, our persona, our higher persona, the alufo shel olam. It's so distant from us that that's our goddess. We're so mitasek, we're so toiling in all that's around us and all that's tzorche haguf, the tzorche haneshama is forgotten. It's not there. We're not even living with it. Maybe Shabbos. Shabbos is a special time. Shabbos, neshama yetera, do we get on Shabbos? Neshama Yetera? Good pun. Thought I'd use it.
Neshama call.
Neshama call. Neshama call. I had to put it off and go like this. Tzorchei haguf, we're very aware of. You go 3 hours. 2 hours sometimes is not, right? You know, you have a meal. After half an hour, you already want a cookie. Cake break, right? Cake break. We have to have our cake break, right? And then there's the coffee. And every office has its coffee. And it's Starbucks. And it's whatever, right? We don't go very far without putting something in our mouths, right? Whether it's a drink, whether it's a piece of cake, whatever it is. Whole day can go past. Shachrus, you learned, you davened. Minchan Marv, no, quick, you know. Minchan Marv, back to back, right? Chas v'sholom, we don't waste our time, you know. The emails, the iPhone, the whatever, right? You can go a long time without tefillah, without terror. We don't feel anything. That's Avelis. Avel, just as you have Avelis, what does the word Avel mean? Avel means bat. But if the person was here, they could have done this. That's the period of Avelis. We're missing the person and what they could have done. Aval also means Emet in Aramaic. We're going to a true place. Same thing with our own Avelis. Av comes before Elu. There's two stages in Tshuva. The first stage in tshuva is charata. Aval, look what I could have done with my year. Look what I've done with this life of mine. There's an avelis. I could have been here. I could have been there. I could have been done more with what I have. Aval also means emet. La'amet et advarim. To bring them to reality. To bring that charata to reality. That's why Av comes before Elul. It's the charata, it's the tshuva mi'yira, and Elul is the tshuva mi'ava. And then we go back to where? The siyum of that tshuva is when? Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Matan Torah. It's not Shavuos. It's not Luchas Rishonos. We didn't get back. We went back to Matan Torah. That was the tikkun of what? Egel Hazav. That's the first mitzah. That's the first tzar. That's the first narrowness. The second mitzah, the Bein HaMitzarim, is what? The Meraglim. What was the Meraglim? What was the Meraglim? They wanted Ruchnius. They wanted Dor Dea. Eretz Ocheret Yoshvea. They'd lose themselves if they came to the world of Gashmi. And anyone who lives in America can well understand that problem. Even Israel. You have to be with Asik in the physical world. You have to deal with these type of people and that type of people and this type of boss and that type of this and that. You have to be Asik in just going to Manhattan. Going in. You have to see this and this Marim Bishin and this thing and that thing. It's hard to live Ruchani in a world of Kula Gashmi. It's very hard. We'd lose everything. It's a tremendous fear. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. They don't want to toil the land. Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea. It's going to eat us alive. We're not going to survive. And there's a point. There's a point to that. You can lose yourself in the Olam HaGashmi. You can be so wrapped up in it. You begin to think, that's important, that's what I want, that's what I'm going for. We get into the rat race, I'm going to make a company, I'm going to do this, and you have to work hard, and more, and more, and more. It's not sufficient, you need to do more, you need to plug more. That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is more eras to what we're really living for. You know, we all spend so much time, me included, getting this and buying this and doing this and this we need and fixing that and doing that. We spend so much time. When you're 120, none of this goes with you. Not the nice house, not the nice car, not the nice sofa, not the nice, nothing. It stays here. You have no hana from it. No, nothing. What do you have hana from? The Torah and the mitzvahs that you do. And yet, how much time do we spend with us? I'm not saying we don't have to work. I'm not saying we don't have to make a parnasa. I'm not saying that's not important. It's important. You have to make a parnasa. You have to have enough for your wife and your kids. And that's a lot. You have to give them a good schooling. And you need to earn a good living for that. It's not simple. And you have to work hard for that. But it's only an emtsa'i. It's only something that's a middle way to get there. It's not a tachlis. It's an emtsa'i to get what we need. It's a middle way to get what we need. You understand? That's what we have to mirror. That's what we have to awaken. If we awaken that, if we have that realization, and once a year that needs to be intensified, once a year we have to come to that realization, once a year we have to cry, I'm not there. I'm too Gashmi. I need to be more Ruchani. I want Ruchnius. And I have a Bechi on the Beis HaMikdash, because if we had Beis HaMikdash, you'd walk in 3 times a year, and more if you brought Nadarim v'Nadavos, and you bring a Korban, and you see the Kohanim, and you see the miracles that were there, and you connect. And we wouldn't need Kiruv Rabbis. You just bring... We'd save a lot of money, a lot of cure of rabbis, just bring the trips to the Beis HaMikdash. Even birthright, we could do it. Just come in to Beis HaMikdash. They'd see it, they'd change. They'd see the clarity of the reality of life. We're lacking that clarity. That's what Golus is. Golus is lacking that clarity. This period of time is to awaken us to that clarity. And on Tisha B'Av, to have that bechi, that yearning for that ruchnius. How much, Holy Ruchani, how much charata do I have that I don't have that kesha? that I don't have that ruchnius. That's how much we cry on Tisha B'Av. We're not crying on the Beis HaMikdash. The place, like you want to say before, the place of the Beis HaMikdash is our hearts. How much is that heart open to ruchnius? How much is that heart open to Torah and Tefillah? That's the mokum ha'ashrat ha'shchina. And that explains, it's not two things. We weren't learning Torah, that's Yitzhayim B'Tamos. That they were sinas chinam, that's the lave, that's the mokum ha'ashrat ha'shchina. Both things in the lave, Torah and Tefillah. Torah was mitbatel from us, and Tefillah, the kesha with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah is connected to the limud, and tefillah, and the lev, avodas alev, is connected to the midas. Tefillah is always the expression of the lev. Torah is the shorish of the lev, binas alev. Tefillah is the expression of the lev. That's why Torah and tefillah go together. You're not learning Torah, your tefillah is not a tefillah. If your minion is a half an hour minion for Shacharis, that you whip on your tefillah and you take them off and you go through Psuki de Zimra, and okay, it's half an hour. And if you're really good, you can do it in 20 minutes. If you're really good, Rosh Chodesh takes you half an hour. Right? That's not a tefillah. You have to be, forget what people are doing. You have to be the person who goes to a half an hour minyan and it takes you 45 minutes. We want to be more aware ourselves to that. So we're 15 minutes more in davening. 15 minutes. We have to rush. No, we have to rush. We have to be on this train and this thing and that thing, and we have to rush and always rush, rush, rush. I know, I have the same thing in Yerushalayim. Shacharis is a very hard filler. You're rushing to kollel, you're rushing to this, you're rushing to work. Mincha is easier. We have to realize what we're missing. We have to realize what we have to be yearning. That reconnection every year to put us in perspective. That's what Av is. That's what Elul is. That's why Av is Elul Ba. You know what I mean? So it's not two things. The lack of Torah, the lack of the pneum of Torah. They wouldn't make a brocha tchila. Did they make a brocha on their Torah? They didn't appreciate what they learned and appreciate this is Teres Hashem. The lack of Sinas Chinam, that concept of Sinas Chinam, or the Gemara says that they were done al pi Torah, is the hakpada they had on each other. That hakpada they were done each other and they took each other to base in al pi din Torah, that brought Sinas Alev. Sinas Alev, why is that? Why is this Sina? Why is that? Why in Klal Yisrael? There's no sinna if a person looks outside himself. There's only sinna if a person sees himself. When a person sees his own chukot, his own physicality, his own, he's in this rat race to get more, to get a better thing, to get another thing, to go more, more, more. He only sees himself. He doesn't see anyone else. But when there's Torah, like the Gemara says, Tchilato Torah Chesed, the Sofo Chesed. Mitzvah Chasadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Mitzvah Chesed, we all know this is a big Chesed. Shush Benin. He made the Shidduch. And he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Tchilato Chesed v'Sofot Chesed. Why is it telling you that the Gemara saying Tchilato Chesed v'Sofot Chesed? Because the Torah is Kol Kulo Chesed, Kol Tivoteh Shalom. All the ways of Torah are Shalom. All the ways of Torah bring us to that Shleimus, to the proper expression of self. That's what it's about. That's what we're trying to get to. You understand? Not two things. It's one thing. When a person has Torah, he has Chesed. Because he's looking in a different thing. He's not looking to himself, looking outside himself. No one can prevent you. No one can prevent you sitting in a base of medrash and learning. No one can prevent you from doing something ruchani, from giving, or for caring, or for having a lave for another person. There can't be any sinas chinam when you, in terms of ruchnias, because no one can prevent you from doing ruchnias. What can they do? But they can prevent you from making a big deal, and he wants to make the big deal, and he wants what you're going after, and there's competition. That can be prevented. That can you fight about. Torah makes us think properly. Doesn't mean you don't do business. Doesn't mean you don't do business. You do business. Honestly. You do business. Caring about your customer. All these books, you know, how to be a highly successful person or whatever, or Carnegie, whatever, it's all telling you, or the best salesman was the one who sent birthday cards to his clients. No. So now they're going to send birthday cards. No. He cared for his clients. So the clients came back. The Gemara says, it's the Gemara Bar Metzia, the Gemara says, so there's a question there in the Gemara. The Gemara goes into that the only answer to this Mishnah is that the Lova believes the Malva. The Lova believes the Malva. The borrower believes the lender. The lender is a rich person, the borrower is the poor person. So the Gemara says, why can't we have the opposite? The lender believes the borrower. He says, no. Tumet Yisharim Tenachim. Perfect straight ways of a person will give him riches. If you're honest in business and you care and you're a good person in business, you care for your customers, you're not going to sell them something they don't need. You're not going to sell them a house that they're in this area and they could get it cheaper in another area, or this that they don't need, or I don't know what people sell. You care for your customer. Because you're an honest businessman. That's why the Lova believes the Malva. Riches don't come from exploiting. You might make a good deal, you might become rich quickly, but you'll lose it. But if you're honest in business, you can work hard, but you're honest, you'll keep it. And when you go, it's hard for you, people will help you. When the dishonest businessman loses his money, no one helps him. They let him fall. And they're happy he's falling. When the honest businessman loses his money, everyone around him wants to help him because he helped them. And he cared for them around him. That's a big difference. You understand? That's what Gemara is teaching you. You don't need to read 7 habits of either a highly successful businessman or how to convince people. No. If someone sees that you care and that you're honest and you're decent, your business will grow slower, will grow. And that's ruchnius. And you're Kiddush Hashem. And even in your working time, you're Kiddush Hashem. And you're living with the words of Torah. And you're living with Torah. Shetchilat sol chesed, sofo chesed. And your whole day is Torah. You make a Birkas HaTorah right in the morning. You make a Birkas HaTorah. You go to work, right? And you come home. And now you're learning again. So you learned a little bit in the morning. You went and worked. And you come home. And you learn again. Do you make another bracha? No. Why don't you make another bracha? You put tefillin in the morning. Then mincha say, I'm not saying we should do that. But just say, for example, you put tefillin in and mincha. You make another bracha?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? Because it's a hefsek. It's a different mitzvah. You learn in the morning. The whole day you're in business. You learn at night. It's a hefsek. You should make another bracha. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, when you're shook, when you're in the business world, you're thinking Torah. Were you in the business world today? Were you thinking Torah? What mission are you thinking? What Gemara? Come on, tell me. I want to hear. You're thinking Torah. Tosfos says that. We pass that in Shulchan Aruch. It means everyone this applies to. Did anyone say if you're in the business world in Manhattan, when you come home, you have to make another Birkas HaTorah? Did you hear that from any rabbi? No. I mean, Tosis applies to you as well. How does Tosis apply? What piece of Torah are you thinking? What piece of Torah are you thinking?
It was Torah, it wasn't that.
What piece of Torah are you thinking? The vort is that when you're going out in the business world, you have to be honest. No onah, no cheating, no saying this instead of that. Giving the product as it is. There's halachas of how you do business. That's Torah. Being a Kiddush Hashem. That's Torah. There's no hefsek. You understand? Even Lahavdin, when we have to go to certain places, we can't speak Torah when we come out. We can't take a sefer in with us. It's not a hefsek, because even that's Torah. Because Torah is how you live. We're living our p-Torah, so there's no hefsek to the Torah. That's how a Yid lives. You understand? That's what we're missing. That's what we're lacking. That's what we have to be awakened to once a year. And then we get back to the Torah. And where do we get back to the building of the Mishkan? Says the Groh. That's the Sukkah. That's why straight after Yom Kippur, says the Groh, just as we had a Tzivui after Yom Kippur to build the Mishkan, is the building of the Sukkah. Why is the Sukkah the building of the Mishkan? What's a Sukkah? It's a, there's a jacuzzi there, there's a nice, tapet there, there's, you know, you have shayish on your sukkah walls. No, everyone has the same thing, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, you have tfanas. You might have schach netzach or something like that. If you, some people have more, they have like these palm tree things. That's it, you can't get much better than that. And if it's a little bit better, it's a posel sukkah. You want to make a metal sukkah? Posel, doesn't work. Doesn't work. What's that? What's a Mishkan in that? That's Hashvat Shechina. What's Hashvat Shechina in that? A realization that the walls are important. What's important is Kodesh Baruch Hu protecting us, guiding our lives. That's what Sukkah represents. In the Midbar, He is taking. He's guiding you. The winds can come and blow away. He's the one protecting you. You're outside of your home. You don't have the comforts of your home. And everyone, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, it's the same sukkah more or less. So maybe you can put a mazgan there. Maybe you can put an air conditioning there. That's as much as you can. And you can put something for the mosquitoes. But they're still going to come in, especially if you're in Israel, right? They're going to come in. These clever mosquitoes are going to come in. You're going to go there. There's not a lot you can do there, right? It's going to be the same sukkah for everyone. To remind you, this is temporary. You meet a sek in something which is temporary. But your isuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Your isuk in who you are, what you are, is eternal. And that has to be our ikka isuk. It's not necessarily in time. If you spend 8 hours a day working, building a business, you have a parnassus, you get married and look after your kids, it's not a question of time. It's a question of thinking, what I'm living for. And that's what Tisha B'Av comes to Menorah. And it brings us to El, brings us Yom Kippur, brings us to Sukkah. Then we have that full awakening of what it is to be a Jew and what it is a Shrata Shechina. Okay? Seder.
From what the Rav said, it sounds like 17th of Tammuz is in some deep sense connected to Yom Kippur. And Tisha B'Av in some deep sense is connected to Pesach.
Pesach is the... Pesach always falls. It's Sukkot, but Pesach always falls. Pesach is... the birth of the Jewish people, right? And Shavuos is Matan Torah, the Chitum, right? But all these things are related. The cycle of the year is two things. Pesach, when we see in our keynote, we always say Pesach with Tisha B'Av. They fall on the same day. Because we're speaking about going out of Egypt to come to Eretz Yisrael with Nisim v'Niflaot, or we go out of Eretz Yisrael without Nisim v'Niflaot, with Tzarot. It speaks about Yotzei, yeah, that's a kina, that's the kina. And that kina is speaking about the comparative. The comparative Yotzei Mitzrayim to going out of Eretz Yisrael, that was the birth of a nation, to bring them to the heights, which was Eretz Yisrael, which was Matan Torah in Eretz Yisrael, or the leaving on Tisha B'Av, which is the removal of those heights. But in that kina, there's a depth. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's removing us from Eretz Yisrael, it's also the going out of Eretz Yisrael into Golus is to bring us back in a proper form. It's not a punishment only. It's a breaking of a wrong form in order to rebuild a proper form. So in a certain sense, Yitzhiyah, from a place of a Chorban, because it wasn't the 18 Vayavonim that were Nechra, it's a tzur of Klal Yisrael, which was Nechrav. It's the form of Klal Yisrael, which was broken. The breaking of that improper form is really building, the rebuilding of Klal Yisrael in its new form. And that's what Yetziat Mitzrayim means, the building of Klal Yisrael in a new form.
So it's not just that Tisha B'Av falls on the same day that Pesach is. It's that Pesach falls on the same day that Tisha B'Av is.
Both are true.
Right. So
what do you mean that the day falls on?
It's the same day, whenever
same day week.
That, same day of the week.
Same day of the week.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask is the two things that are problematic with, I think, with what the Rav said. One is that if Yud Zayin Tammuz is connected to Yom Kippurim, so I would expect what we do on Tisha B'Av to do it on Yud Zayin Tammuz. The halachas of Yom Kippurim and halachas of Tisha B'Av are almost exactly the same. And so I would expect such correspondence then to be on Yud Zayin Tammuz, not on Tisha B'Av.
No, you're right. Tisha B'Av, the halachas of Tisha B'Av, because I told you, Tisha B'Av itself means charata, means tshuva miyira. Yom Kippur means tshuva me'ava. So there are, everything in Chazal is meduyak. That means there are parallels, but the parallels aren't necessarily stiras. So in terms of tshuva, what Tisha B'Av does, Yom Kippur does. But in terms of the fixing of the shviras haluchot, Yom Kippur was the fixing, was Luchot Shniot. It's not exactly, we didn't fix Luchot Rishonot. But we got something which replaced Luchot Shniot. It's not a steer, it's not a, it's, there's different facets of different things. And they don't necessarily have to be a steer. You understand?
Yeah. Okay. So why do the kinos on Tisha B'Av, instead of talking about, you know, how horrible it is to live a life of Gashmius, and how we really should strive to get a life of Ruchnius, instead, they talk about dead people. I talk about.
We don't talk about dead people. We're not really right. They talk about how. What's the onish? And if you look at the onashim, onish isn't there. It's not that the people were killed. It's different kufot in Klal Yisrael when things happened that were ma'abed. Klal Yisrael lost their tzura and the Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed that surah. And it's reminding us that in the past we lost our surah and Kodesh Baruch Hu came and destroyed the bad surah that we had. That's why, Ashkenazi keynote, you have many keynotes on what happened in the time of the Nazi Germany. You have keynote, right? And I think it's, the Chofetz Chaim said that, I think it was the First World War happened on Tisha B'Av, started on Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. And the Second World War, can you do it? It was an extension of the First World War. So the keynote that we're saying about when we speak about Nazi Germany is speaking about the onish that we had because we lost our tzura, we lost our form. He's not saying that's what happened, the reason, he's saying we lost our form. The kinnis is to remind us not to lose the form of Klal Yisrael, to be bocheh, we're crying on the lost form that we have, we don't have anymore.
That's
what the kinnos come to do. And the kinnot, therefore, this kufot, the Klal Yisrael throughout history, that we lost our form. And each kinnot comes to speak about the lost form that we had in history and to remind us of that. And why are we going through history? Why are we learning the history in terms of the kinnot of Klal Yisrael? To remind us. Here we lost our form and why we lost our form. Here we lost our form and why we lost our form. Here we lost and we continue to tell us. Till we come to Nazi Germany and continue to tell us, you lost our form. Why? In order that in America we won't lose our form either. Look what happens when we lose our form. Look what happens to Klal Yisrael. We need to be reminded. That's the kinnus. To awaken us not to lose the form.
The real tragedy is that we lose the form or that we build another one in order to replace the one that we lost that Hashem had to destroy.
Say, I didn't understand.
The tragedy is that we lose the form or is it that we build another form instead of
both
the one that's expected?
Both are true. Both are true. The onish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not achzari. The onish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to fix us so we come back to our original form or to the proper form we have. Onish isn't there to say you're a bad boy. No. Onish is not to say you're a bad boy. Onish is there to say you're a good boy. And that's why ma'anish you. Because you, I have tikva. You, I believe in. You, if I patch you, you're going to awaken and you're going to come back to me. There's no onish. There's no such thing, you know, someone killed, death penalty. No, no. That's not onish. It's a tikkun of a chet. This still can be fixed. Mazed, right? Very rare can be fixed. A person's mazed on Shabbos without eating. Pidei Shemaim is left up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can do tshuva. It's left up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You understand? No korbanos on mazed. Because that's much harder to fix. All the kaparas and all our onashim and all people who have difficult lives, it means I believe in you. I think you can change. I know you can change. It's a sign of chius, not a sign of death. People who don't have onashim are those who are dead. Roshayim, b'chayim, nikrim, mesim. A rosh in his life is called a mes. He doesn't get onish. He eats his world here. His world he's eating here. There's no onish. There's no struggle with this world.
So why don't we daven for it?
For that? For onashim?
Yeah.
We don't daven. You say,
yeah, why not?
Because it's better to be more rare ourselves than to get onish. Even Rabbi Yochanan said, lo yisurim, no hem velo scharam. Not the Isurim and not even the reward that the Isurim gives you. If you don't deserve the Onish. We don't want Onish. Because Baruch Hu's Merachim on us. He doesn't give us the Onish. He doesn't give it straight away. So we're Me'orer in ourselves. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, all these things is that we won't have Yom Adin. We won't be Ne'enash. We'll be Me'orer before we're Ne'enash. Kiyah Shofar, is it Orud? Uri, Uri, Mishenatchem, from the Yotar Deima, that you're sleeping in a world of Kula Gashmi. You're absorbed in it 24/7. Le'orer from that. That's what we want. We don't want to give Onish. We don't want the Onish to be more us. We want to be more from ourselves. We want to awaken to ourselves. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu waits on the Onish. He's waiting for us to Me'orer. So he might give a little patch here. Hey, no, wake! Wake! No! Don't hear him. No! He's knocking on the door. Don't hear him. You might have to enter the door. You still don't hear him. Shouts at you. You don't hear him. You still in stubborn. Patches you. Wake! No! Don't hear him. What happens? He pulls you out of bed, you just fall on the floor, and you don't hear him. You're dead. That's it, there's nothing to talk about here. He's dead. That's a Rasha. Rasha is nothing to be aware of. Anyone who has Tzaras is alive. He wouldn't have the Tzaras if he wasn't alive. If you don't have anything happening to you in your life, there's no Tzaras in your life, you're dead. You're dead. You can't be more aware of a dead person. He's dead. Rishayim v'chayim nikrim meisim. You understand? Okay. Seder.
Thank you.
What's again the Meragim connected to Shabbat? Isn't that connected to is somehow that connected to also Sukkot?
Yeah, that's connected. It's Emunah.
The Tikkun of the Meragim.